Today on Gospel of Life, we'll talk about one of the most common concerns of pro-life people everywhere. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. Janet Marina, our Associate Director, is here. And Janet, today we're going to show a clip which is very disturbing and another clip which is very inspiring. And one of the questions, as you know, that pro-life people ask around the country is, are we making progress? Is this movement achieving its goal? And our answer to that is yes. No matter what the changing circumstances of the pro-life movement may be at any point in time, we are making steady, sure progress to the goal of restoring protection for our unborn brothers and sisters. And we were going to talk about one of the events that we had in the Senate where I spoke about that progress and the basis for that progress. But first, we're going to do one of the things that we always talk about is critical for our success. And that is to reveal to people who this child is that we're talking about when we say that abortion kills children and that we want these children to be protected.
That's right. And, you know, very often people ask us, what happens to the babies after abortion? You know, they hear that here's the abortion clinic, but where are the bodies? What happens to the babies? And sometimes pro-lifers do have found recently babies in the dumpsters behind those clinics, and another times the bodies of the babies have been turned over to people in the pro-life movement to bury. And we had such an incident happen not long ago where we had babies, two of them, who were turned over to us to seek a proper burial for them. And these were babies who were in the second trimester aborted. And we had an opportunity then to have a cameraman do a viewing of those babies prior to their burial. And while this might be difficult for some people to look at, it is important, Father, because we have to see that this is a real baby that was killed by abortion. This was not a choice, you know, those words that get couched, you know, oh, well, it's not really a baby yet, it's a blob of tissue, and so on. So this, like I said, the footage is very dramatic and could be a little disturbing. But we ask people to look at this right now and see that this is the victim of abortion. Let's take a look at that clip right now.
Lord, we ask you to bless our time together this morning, and we commend to you once again the lives of these children and all those like them who have been destroyed by the evil of abortion. Grant healing, mercy, and forgiveness to our nation, to us, and to those responsible for these deeds. And may our efforts now to show people the horror of this act bear much fruit for the conversion and healing of minds and hearts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Lord God, we offer this child to you because this child belongs to you. As all people come from you and return to you, bless your people that we may embrace one another and hold one another in the protection and reverence of our lives and in worship of you, the Lord of life, who live and reign forever. Well, as you can see, brothers and sisters, we gave these babies the reverence that was robbed from them when, in fact, first, they were declared to be non-persons under the law, And second, they were actually killed legally in abortion facilities. Now, Janet, you saw on the bodies of these babies there were these dark bruises, and that is actually bruising from contractions that were induced by prostaglandin. In other words, some abortions are basically induction abortions. Labor is induced artificially by prostaglandins, and they're violent contractions. And in the babies aren't ready to be delivered. And that's the violence right. of the contractions is what is actually bruising them and killing them as they're coming down the birth canal.
That's right. And I think people will be, you know, comforted to know that those babies did receive a proper burial with a church service and, mm-hmm. and funeral service. And so, it's important that people face that this is what abortion does. It kills a real child, a real living baby. And on future programs, they will have opportunity to see some of the several funeral services that we have conducted around the country for these children.
And it's important that we show these publicly on television and that our viewers tell other people about what they saw, precisely because the abortion industry thrives and the abortion mentality that surrounds it thrives when the violence is hidden. That's the whole strategy, is let's expose it. Their strategy is, let's hide it.
That's right.
Cover it over. Our strategy is, let's expose it. And in the simplest terms, that's what this battle is about. The last thing that abortion supporters want to talk about is abortion. And the last thing they want people to see is the results of abortion, which we just saw. The first thing we need to be talking about is abortion. And the first thing we need to be showing people is the results of abortion, which we just showed. This is the battle.
That's
of
right.
the two sides.
And those are not, that clip we just saw is not the only opportunity they have, you know, to show people what an abortion does to these children. On our website, we have the largest collection of children that were killed by abortion. And what you should do is make a link to that and challenge people that you know who think abortion is okay or that it doesn't really kill an unborn child. Show them those images that these are real children and say to them, 4,000 approximately, those children are dying every single day here in the United States of America.
You know, the denial runs so deep. I remember one time in Dallas celebrating a service at the cemetery where there are some 900 aborted babies buried in a single grave. The Dallas Morning News had an article about that service, and it said that the grave was said to contain the remains of some 900 fetuses killed by abortion. What do you mean, was said to contain? Is this not a public cemetery where you can go to the office and get records that they know exactly what's inside those graves? No, but somehow when it comes to the unborn child, it's this idea, this can't really be real. Right. These pro-lifers say that these are people. Well, the evidence speaks for itself.
That's right.
In the 80s, when the dumpster was discovered in Los Angeles with the bodies of 16,500 babies in it, the pro-abortion people fought that there not be a religious service to bury these babies. The slightest little expression of reverence to the unborn, like we would give to any real human being, is opposed by the other side, and that's precisely why we do these funerals publicly and we show these things on TV, because we have to show in the light, honor in the light, what the other side has dishonored in secret, because when this comes to the light of day, the American people do wake up. And that brings us back to our original point. That's why we're making progress, because
right.
you can't hide the truth forever.
That's right. And, of course, we had an opportunity not long ago, Father, where you were able to encourage people in the halls of Congress, right in the Senate building, where you gave a powerful, powerful preaching to show the pro-life movement why victory is ours. We already have victory in hand and why we're going forward here to see this battle over. And so why don't we take a look at that clip now inside the United States Senate in Washington, D.C.
It's Friday. Jesus is on the cross. He's dead. He's gone. No more. But that's because it's Friday.
That's right.
Mary's crying and crying her eyes out. The disciples are running in every direction. Like sheep without a shepherd, without hope in the world. But that's because it's Friday.
That's right.
Pilate is washing his hands. The Pharisees are calling the shots. The Roman soldiers are strutting around with their spears, but that's because it's Friday. The forces that oppress the poor and make people suffer and leave them hopeless are in control, but that's because it's Friday. Satan is doing his dance. And he thinks he rules the world, and he controls the institutions and governments do his bidding, and businesses do his work, but that's because it's Friday. And the pro-abortionists continue their work 4,000 times a day, tearing off the hands and arms and legs of little babies, crushing their heads, but that's because it's Friday. Lying groups of women attempt to speak for all women and hide the pain of abortion and even call it a blessing, but that's because it's Friday.
But Sunday's coming!
Pro-abortion groups put out their hands and they receive billions of dollars of money from people more deceived than they are, but that's because it's Friday. Judicial activists have their way, and they write the law instead of applying it, and they ignore the will of the American people, even allowing partial birth abortion to continue, but that's because it's Friday.
But Sunday's coming!
And men who distort the gospel of Christ find judges who will have the arrogance to say that sodomy is okay, and they'll redefine marriage itself, but that's because it's Friday.
But Sunday's coming!
Those who refuse to acknowledge God will remove from the bench men of God who post his commandments in the courtroom, but that's because it's Friday.
But Sunday's coming!
And church leaders who are silent in the face of all these evils spend more time figuring out how to protect themselves from lawyers than to protect themselves from the judgment of God, but that's because it's Friday. Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of people here today who are making Sunday come even faster. Let's just continue together to declare to this society one simple message. It's Friday!
Well, I want to say to my fellow preachers and pastors that I hope that encourages you and that you can deliver that message as well with the joy, with the hope that comes from the gospel. Because, Janet, this really is rooted, our confidence is rooted in the gospel, in the fact that Jesus Christ has conquered death, that he is risen, and that the babies we saw earlier in the program, even they will rise from the dead, as we will rise from the dead, as everyone will rise from the dead and be gathered before the throne of God, and then judged. And we know that the victory is ours even from now, because that resurrection has occurred, and now placed in our hands is the opportunity to proclaim it to the ends of the earth.
That's right. And when you said, you know, Father, just now, we'll be judged, yes, we're all going to be judged one day. And what you need to ask yourself right now, when you come before the Lord at judgment, are you going to be able to say you did everything possible to help save your unborn brothers and sisters? I mean, one day you're going to see them face to face and see the Lord. And part of our judgment is going to be, and especially for preachers, you know, I remember you telling me, Father, because I'm a former teacher, that teachers and preachers are twice judged because of the heavy responsibility they have. But also
That's
of
right.
us.
And let me just elaborate on that. Judged for how did they themselves live and believe, but then what influence did they have on those who looked to them to learn how to live and what to believe. Well,
that's
those
right.
that they taught, those that they preached to.
That's right. And so we want to say to everyone who watches our program and follows, what are you doing to help stop this injustice? What are you doing to stand up for the unborn? What are you doing when you hear a woman who is in an unexpected pregnancy? And I like to refer to that as an unexpected blessing. What's your reaction? Are you there to offer some real help and real choices and stand up and say, don't be afraid. Don't have an abortion. There are better choices. And offer those choices. Like, for example, there's a toll-free number, 1-800-395-HELP. Make that number available on your church bulletin, around every place, so that if you hear of a woman who needs assistance, don't let her turn to that abortion clinic. Don't be afraid. You won't be judged poorly if you stand up and say to her, don't have that abortion. There's better choices, and that's what we need to do.
Well, the prophet Ezekiel says we are appointed as watchmen, and if somebody turns away and does evil, if we have warned them, if we have, like you just said, invited them to make an alternative, better choice, if we've given them the tools they need to avoid that sin, they may go ahead and sin anyway. They will die for their sin, but we will be saved because we tried to deter them. Conversely, if they die for their sin and we have not tried to turn them away for it, they're guilty, but we also share that guilt.
That's right.
And that punishment. On the other hand, if when we speak up, we do turn someone away from the path of sin, then we are saved and rewarded as a result. So critically important, the efforts that the movement always is engaged in to provide those alternatives to abortion. And then at that same number, 1-800-395-HELP, the offer of forgiveness and redemption and healing after abortion.
That's right.
Is something also that we need to be proclaiming, because otherwise the despair of the abortion that is already done will consume that mom or that dad or those grandparents, and there's no need for that despair.
That's right.
The hope, the strength that we can find in Christ to say yes to life in the first place is also the hope that can lift us out of the despair of having done wrong.
And we know by the voices of the men and women of the Silent No More Awareness campaign, and people can go to our special website, silentnomoreawareness.org, where they can read those testimonies and they can see in their own words, had someone come forward, and they maybe wouldn't have gone down that road if someone had spoken up and stopped them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, too, you hear in those testimonies the joy they found in healing when someone reached out to them and brought them to a Rachel's Vineyard retreat, to a Bible study program, where they learned that the church was not against them but for them and welcoming them back to the forgiveness and being back with the Lord. So this is a message and really a responsibility of all Christians, is to help a woman who's in an unplanned pregnancy, and like I said, call it an unplanned, unexpected blessing, but then also reach out to those who've had abortions and let them know that there's hope and healing available.
Thanks, Janet. Brothers and sisters, if you ever go to Hanceville, Alabama, where Mother Angelica has her shrine, you will see the tomb of one of those babies that you saw on today's program. You'll also find pictures of those babies at our website. If you go to gospeloflife.com, you can share with other people the reality behind abortion. But share with them also the victory that we have spoken about on this program, the sure hope that we are, in fact, making progress, and the evidence of that progress as seen in the many, many people getting involved in the effort to save lives. We trust that you are part of that effort, and that's why, after our break, we'll come back with our action segment to give you continued new ideas about how to advance the culture of life. So please stay with us.
There is a crisis in America. A Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Friends, welcome to our action segment. Do you ever sit watching TV and wish that you could be the one on the other end of the camera telling people exactly what you think and exactly what your responses are to the things that are going on in the world? The good news is you can. And it's just as powerful and influential, if not more so, than the program you're watching me send to you right now. I'm talking, of course, about YouTube, MySpace, and Facebook, the internet social networking sites where you can have your own channel. Janet, let's talk more about this. People literally can send out the messages, the videos that they want, and it's not just a matter of sending these things out, but of establishing networks, groups, communities, opportunities to find and to communicate with people of like mind around any particular topic of interest they want on these various social networking sites.
Well, I know, Father, you know, at Gospel Life, you have already done this. We have, you have your own YouTube channel. And I think what people maybe are confused that think you need, like, these TV cameras that we're coming to them through now in order to do this. But why don't you tell everyone how you do your own YouTube taping?
Well, it's very simple. You get a simple camera, and it doesn't have to be the kind of quality cameras for TV broadcasts. You get a simple camera, sometimes just a cell phone camera. And you make a little video, and then, you know, it results in a little video file that you just send up to YouTube over the internet or to MySpace or to Facebook. And it's so simple that, I mean, grade school children are doing this. You just need a little bit of software, and that's it. And you're communicating with people. And like I say, not only do you post your video, but then people can comment on it back and forth. You get discussions going about what's on that video. But then also you join groups. You can join YouTube groups or start them yourself, Facebook groups, MySpace groups. And people who are looking up a particular topic, pro-life or abortion or whatever your topic of interest is, will find you and you will find them. And then you can communicate either publicly with that person or even privately with that person. You come to see and know people that you would have never encountered before.
Now, when you go up to YouTube, I mean, you're going to what? It's youtube.com. Okay.
So it's a website, which ends up being both a TV channel and a meeting place.
Okay. So now suppose our viewers say, okay, let's go find Father Frank on YouTube. Tell us exactly how would they do this?
Well, first of all, we have links to all of our accounts and all of our channels right on gospeloflife.com. But then, if you go to YouTube directly, you just put Father Frank Pavone, FRFRANKPAVONE, and that brings up our page. We also have a PFLTV page, which is Priests for Life, and we put videos there of our pastoral team, yourself, right. Dr. Alveda King, our other priests and pastoral associates, Dr. Teresa Burke of Rachel's Vineyard and Kevin Burke. So they're all up there giving messages, giving updates, and again, interacting with people that are interested in those topics.
That's right. So now, suppose someone, they go up there and they look at the things we've done and they're inspired. How can they get their own YouTube channel?
YouTube.com, and you can just sign up right there. It has the sign up box. It's not difficult at all, and it's free.
And then, of course, in addition, these videos are rated. If you look, they give them how many stars and how many views. So it's really encouraging to see how many of these programs get these
Let
videos.
Let me also
get seen.
Point out that that there is a GodTube as well, and people will see a link there to our account on GodTube. And there's also a CatholicTube for those that are Catholic and want to interact specifically with Catholics. GodTube, of course, those who are believers, Christians of all denominations, and of course on GodTube and CatholicTube, you've got your theme is going to be more explicitly religious, and people of like mind will get together. Okay. Well, thanks, Janet. Folks, let's use these tools. God has given them to us to spread the gospel and to spread the pro-life message. Thanks for joining us. Promote our program, support our ministry, and we'll see you next week.
You are looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion, haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Father Frank A. Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries, is an internationally known pro-life activist, speaker, and author. He has been the National Director of Priests for Life since 1993 and appears regularly in the religious and secular media. He has served at the Vatican's Pontifical Council for the Family. He has been a spiritual guide for Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe of the Supreme Court's abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. Father Frank is president of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, an umbrella group of many denominations working to end abortion. Father Frank is also the national pastoral director and board chairman of Rachel's Vineyard, the world's largest ministry of healing after abortion. Father Frank is a Catholic priest of the Diocese of Amarillo, Texas, and carries out his pro-life mission with the permission of his bishop. For more information on Father Frank and Priests for Life, visit www.priestsforlife.org. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.